It's Moose at the Movies.
Lord. Okay, let's get to movies. Hellboy, they remade that. And The Missing Link. We start Eric Childress, efilmcritic.com, RogerEbert.com. Hellboy remake. I've read I read one bad review about Hellboy, Eric.
Just one?
Oh, no.
There's a bunch?
Oh, this movie is getting skewered.
Oh, no. Wow.
And I was skewered.
I was kind of interested in this movie because it seemed like one that didn't take itself too seriously. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, the Hellboy series, I mean, when Guillermo del Toro did two of these movies, you know, several years ago, I mean, del Toro was doing the superhero thing before, you know, Iron Man even came on the scene.
Right.
You know, so that was, it was kind of a big deal, even though neither film really did particularly well. I mean, neither film made money. They were both financial losers. And now Lionsgate trying to reboot the thing and rebooting it in the fashion that the Hellboy character, you know, probably originally was supposed to be, which was an R-rated, you know, entity. Apparently everyone's saying, like, that element alone has really backfired on them because people are describing this as kind of a violent, ugly mess of a movie with bad humor, and it seems chopped to bits, and it feels more like a series of vignettes more than, you know, something cohesive. There's already stories that are starting to come out about, you know, production issues and fights and firings and all kinds of stuff. You could tell Lionsgate was being, they were skating on thin ice, you know, trying to get this movie out to critics. They decided to show it anyway, but, you know, just like, we're going to show it to you, but please don't say anything until a late embargo on Wednesday. And, you know, as the stuff started coming out late on Wednesday, this thing, I think it's like 10% on Rotten Tomatoes right now.
I'm not seeing anything good on it. Like, the CGI is supposed to be bad, father-son relationship with Hellboy and the what's his name is just not right or something.
Yeah, and it was directed by a guy named Neil Marshall, who has kind of been on like a geek radar for, you know, fanboy radar for a while, even though he really hasn't done a lot of good. The only movie of his that I've liked was a movie called The Descent, the horror movie where the women go into the cave.
Sure.
That's a pretty darn good movie. Everything he's done since, aside from his television work, which he's done some Game of Thrones and stuff like that, has not been good. This looks like it's going to be a pretty, you know, bad loser for Lionsgate.
All right, here's a clip from the new Hellboy.
Do you recall the Osiris Club?
Oh, yeah, strip joint in Jersey.
Now, the other one, the British Occult Society, formed in 1866 by the ranking members of the Heliopic Brotherhood of Ra.
Ra? I met Ra once in the underworld. He's a close talk.
You know, like us, they fight against the forces of darkness, and our organizations have a long-standing relationship. They're old friends of mine, and they've requested your assistance with a giant problem.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Giant.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just not working for me. When I saw the trailer, they were trying for some comedic beat on... It's the elevator scene, and I was waiting for a big punchline, but it didn't happen.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, this looks like a mess.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah.
I can't believe it was 2004 when that first Hellboy came out. That's crazy. Moving on to Missing Link. This is an animated thing. Hugh Jackman's involved, and I don't know who else, but, you know.
Zach Galifianakis.
Is he in there?
Oh, I love Zach Galifianakis.
Okay.
He plays the Missing Link.
Oh, that's kind of a big deal, then.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Well, it's a bigger deal. I mean, when you look at the previews for it, you might not think much of it, but, you know, this is from the company Leica, and Leica's, you know, been responsible for not a lot of huge successful movies, but a lot of real critical darlings like Coraline, Paranorman, and Kubo and the Two Strings. Those are all terrific movies, and this one sort of follows in that same suit. This one's actually, you know, even a little bit more funnier. And if there's a movie to see this weekend, particularly one to take your kids to, this is definitely the one.
All right, here's a clip from Missing Link. Link and I think Sir Lionel Frost are trying to get into a building, so they're outside trying to figure their way in.
Here, now throw this rope over the wall.
What did you just do?
What do you mean I threw the rope over the wall?
I didn't mean all of it.
Well, you never said that. I'm very literal.
Oh, you don't say.
No, I do say. I just said that right then. Aren't you listening?
Missing Link might be fun for the kids.
Yeah, I hope people go see this movie. This is not, you know, some generic thing like Smallfoot that came out last September. This one, you know, has a lot more heart to it and more laughs. So I really hope that it'd just be nice for the like of people to have a success. Even their weakest film, which is The Box Trolls, I think is better than anything Illumination has put out to date.
All right, Eric, you going to watch Game of Thrones this Sunday?
You know it.
Yeah.
Duh.
EfilmCritic.com, RogerEbert.com.
Yes.
The Movie Madness Podcast.
That one, too.